Unit 2, page 21. Exercises 5 and 6.
Hi there, I'm Dan Stewart, and welcome to Mind Matters. Today's programme is all about memory masters. And we have in the studio a memory expert, Sally Hall. Hello, Sally.
Hi.
So, these memory masters, Sally, it's amazing what they can remember. Are there any special methods and techniques that they use?
Yes, of course. There is a science behind this kind of amazing memory. There's actually one method that I really like. You can try it yourself. It's called a memory journey or a memory palace.
A memory journey? How does that work?
Well, very simply, you think of a place that you know well. Your home, for instance. Imagine you are walking around that place. You are taking a journey through all of the different rooms.
Right.
And as you are walking around, you put things in the different rooms. These are the things you want to memorise.
I'm not sure that I understand. Can you give me an example?
Yes, sure. Let's say you want to remember a shopping list.
A shopping list? OK, so bread, milk, apples, that kind of thing?
Exactly. So you need to memorise your shopping list. Right. So think of your house.
My house? OK.
Mm-hmm. You are walking through your house. You go into the living room and milk is coming out of the TV.
Milk coming out of the TV?
Yes. And then in the hall, there are children playing football with some apples. And when you go into your bedroom, your bed is made of bread.
Oh, I see. Yes, OK.
So you go from room to room and imagine things from your shopping list in each place.
That's fun. But how does it work, though, Sally?
Well, the brain loves connections. Your brain is always making connections. So with this method, we connect words on your shopping list with places that you know well, and that helps your brain to remember the things on the list.
And your ideas are very imaginative. Is that important?
Yes, you're right. It really helps if the ideas are strange or unusual.
So we go on a journey, we make connections, and we use our imagination.
That's it. You've got it.
Great. Thanks, Sally. That was very interesting. I'm going to try that next time I go to the supermarket. So, are there some other methods that you can tell us about to help?